I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Electing a sheriff, even in one of North Carolina's largest counties, doesn't usually draw a lot of attention. But this year's Democratic primary in Buncombe County is different. Voters will select a new sheriff for the first time in 12 years. And law enforcement practices and reforms are center stage in the campaign because of an incident that took place within the county.
A black male, white tank top, thinks it's funny. You know what's funny? People get hardcore.
The Buncombe County Sheriff's Office had nothing to do with what happened last August on Short Cox Avenue on Asheville's South Slope.
Put it behind back now. Stop.
But the incident where a then City of Asheville police officer beat, choked, and tased an unarmed black man for suspected jaywalking hangs over this particular election like no other issue. Five Democrats are seeking the party's nomination for sheriff, and community trust in law enforcement is the major topic of the campaign. Chris Winslow is one of the five candidates. He currently works for the State Forest Service after retiring from the sheriff's office.
I think our next sheriff needs to be a leader. They don't need to just be a supervisor. They don't need to have spent time sitting behind the desk. They need somebody that's been out in the community, that's been in touch with the community for their entire time.
Winslow spoke at a candidate forum sponsored by Blue Ridge Public Radio and the Asheville Citizen Times. Rondell Lance is also running for sheriff. He's the head of the local Fraternal Order of Police Lodge.
There's trust issues with the black community, the Hispanic community, and even the white community. I've got family members that tell me I think every police is corrupt except for maybe a few. And so the whole community, I think, are at this time looking at law enforcement to step up.
Another candidate, R. Darrell Fisher, is probably most known for an ill-advised attempt at humor on the campaign trail regarding gun control that went viral in the right-wing media sphere, leading to death threats. When the law enforcement training director at AB Tech isn't discussing that, Fisher's message is similar to that of his opponents.
My vision for the future of Buncombe County is justice for all. And when I say for all, I mean for all of the people.
The candidates are hoping to succeed Van Duncan. The current sheriff has thrown his support behind Randy Smart, a captain and 24-year veteran of the sheriff's office. Smart notes the talk of the campaign reflects that Duncan's time has been successful, as the sheriff prior to Duncan is still in prison for federal corruption and extortion convictions.
And some of the things that you hear folks talking about is what they're not talking about. And what we're not talking about is crime. We're not talking about corruption. We're not talking about all the normal issues that you hear out of a sheriff's office. Your sheriff's office is in a great place, and it's doing a lot of good things in its community, and it has a lot of community.
But what happened last August on Asheville's South Slope is what's dominating this campaign. It only came to light when body camera footage of the incident was leaked to the Asheville Citizen Times, which published it. Officer body camera footage is not public record in North Carolina, and the candidates in this race generally do not want to change the state law, citing privacy concerns. Quentin Miller is the lone candidate who thinks changes are needed, though he isn't specific as to what. Miller is currently a sergeant in the Asheville Police Force and the only African-American in the race.
I don't have all the answers, but I still believe that if we're going to have the videos, we're going to have the body cameras, that we need to do something so that this not become an issue about what happened. And I do have respect for people's, you know, privacy. But at the same time, if this is not leaked, we're not having this conversation.
The Republican and Libertarian candidates are running unopposed in the primary and will face the Democratic winner in the fall. Democrats have done well in recent years in countywide Buncombe County elections, so the party's nominee would be considered the favorite in November. I'm Matt Bush.